Coronavirus, Christ, and the Church, Part 11. Is the coronavirus really as bad as they say it is, or is it perhaps even worse? Is our governor's response an overreaction or wisdom? Is it necessary to tell people to stay home? Is it right to tell certain unessential businesses to close while allowing others to stay open? Is it wise for the federal government to pass a relief bill that is conservatively estimated to exceed $2 trillion? And how much money is that anyway? I've been asked all of these questions in recent weeks, and my answer is simple. I don't know. I don't pretend to be smart enough to know. As David put it, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Psalm 131, verse 1. Rather than proudly believing that I know more than I really do, God calls me to admit that many things in life are too complex for me to understand. Yet even when I don't understand, I can trust with childlike faith. David continues, Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me. Psalm 131, verse 2. Rather than becoming overcome with anxiety like a demanding infant who demands to be satisfied, God calls us to compose and quiet our souls, like a weaned child who rests contently in his mother's arms. So how do we do this? David tells us in the final verse of this brief psalm, we must hope in the only one who can help us. O Israel, hope in the Lord. From this time forth and forever, Psalm 131, verse 3. Be humble enough to admit that you don't know. Quiet your soul. Hope in the Lord. This is Coronavirus, Christ in the Church, a ministry of Trinity Bible Church, Greer, South Carolina.